Hi everybody, here we are in Aztec town, and today I met a very interesting personality. She's Tammy, and she is a native Indian lady. She came to listen my speech today in the conference, and I was talking about ancient Turkish traditions and civilizations, and she told me that we have lots in common with native Indians, and I agree with her. Hi Tammy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a good day.
Are you enjoying the conference?
Definitely.
So you told me about the skinwalkers. Skinwalkers is a native Indian tradition. What's happening around here?
Well, it's on the reservation, the Navajo Reservation is where it's taking place at, and there's been skinwalkers ever since we can remember. And skinwalkers are basically shapeshifters. They're people who are, I guess you would call them, they're intertwined with entities mm-hmm. or spirits. And the spirits can be, well, either good or bad, depending on what the person requests.
Did you see any of those shapeshifters?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, but not per se up close. And it's from a distance, real quick, something happening. Like more or less, my sister Misty, she had seen some up close, and she's actually chased them. One of my brothers had followed one, and according to legend, the Native Americans believe that if you see one and it's not involved with going after you, and you happen to catch it in the act, it has to die within 3 days. And my brother had ran and followed one with a friend of his from out of the service up on top of Big Red Rock. And they ran all the way to the end, and they could follow it because of the tracks. And they watched the tracks change from wolf tracks mm-hmm. to human tracks yeah. in the snow. It happened in the wintertime, and it went to the corner of the mountain. And he couldn't run away, so he just sat there. And when they ran up to him, he was naked, sitting there, and he told them, "You killed me." And 3 days later, we read in a newspaper that a man had froze to death up there.
This is extremely interesting. So when did this happen?
This happened probably in 1980, 82, I'd gather around there.
Where was the exact location?
It was Red Rock over there on the south side of Gallup, New Mexico, going towards the Zuni Reservation.
So what is a shapeshifter exactly? Is this a bat spirit? Is this an interdimensional being? Is this an extraterrestrial?
Well, actually, a human being that gains powers from these entities when they grant them powers. And the human chants all night and concentrates on people. Like, say, if they were against you, they would somehow get a piece of your hair or your clothing and whatnot, and then they would chant about it, and they would chant to the spirit or the entity, and the entity would grant them whatever. But they'd have to go through certain procedures over years in order to be able to get these powers, in order to shape shift. And when they do, they would put on a wolfskin clothing and chant until they become what they're shape shifting into. Mm-hmm. And then they would have extra powers where they could actually run and keep up with a vehicle going at 75, 85 miles an hour, and they could run alongside it.
So what are the entities who give this power to the humans?
Some of the Navajo legend says that there are good ones, and then there are bad ones, depending. And usually the person that does this, they would call them a medicine man, or in your language, a shaman.
Shaman.
Mm-hmm, yes. Be it good or bad. So they get those from the entities that, I'm not too sure what the entities would be like. Some are benevolent, some are malevolent, depending on. And I would say they're probably like your, djinns.
Yes, we call them djinns, and mm-hmm. Western world, in a kind of, call them spirits, mm-hmm. and sometimes we know that in alien abductions, before or after the abduction, abductees see a wolf, a bird, an owl, a cat, a deer. So maybe we are thinking about or talking about the same entities under different names, because we are living in different times and in different cultures. So is there any way to protect yourself against these shapeshifter human?
Well, a lot of the people, they go to a medicine man that goes against these and knows what's going on in the spirit world. Mm-hmm. And so they'll go and get them to help them. But a lot of times I've known for myself, the name of Jesus Christ is the one that is above all and can put a stop to anything. Mm-hmm. is what I found out through, no matter what culture you're in or where you're at, that name is very powerful in the spirit world. And so because of that, he can actually put a stop to this. Like they can go through doors. Mm-hmm. They can walk right through a door. They can walk through a wall. They can travel through time and be there in no time where you are.
Just like the jinns in my tradition.
Yes, and they can do this, and they can also speak to you telepathically or make you freeze and become paralyzed.
Just like the aliens.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. But the Navajo is believed that there's a difference between the aliens and the entities. Yeah.
Yes. So, spiritually, what is your belief? I mean, do you keep your Navajo traditions and belief, or are you a Christian?
Well, I know the Navajo tradition, I've been raised in it. But as I grew older, I've also known about the Christian beliefs, I wouldn't really call it Christian, because I've met a lot of people who say they're Christian, but they're religious, and they actually are, to me, more evil than the Navajo culture is what they believe in, because there's good and bad in everything. So I guess what it would be for me is looking into the spirit world, knowing that there's another dimension, and in that dimension is a whole different world, like a lot of Navajos would see. And they wouldn't see Jesus as a religion or, you know, a Christianity type. They would see him as God, as the highest of all that you would pray to, and they would give him a name.
Yes.
And so
yes.
That's what I believe.
So how did you get involved in UFO stuff?
It happens on the Navajo reservation all the time, and for a while there I thought we were being guinea pigs because we were chased on the reservation, and that the government would allow it to happen because, you know, who counts the Navajos? They're nobody. They're just Indians according to culture and the way it is around here. So,
Do you live in a reservation?
Yes, I do.
What is happening there?
There's a lot of abductions. There's a lot, like, cattle mutilations, and people that are out fishing, they disappear, and you try to go tell somebody about it, and then nobody cares. They're like, yeah, you guys live over there, you know, who cares about you? So they do, and there's a lot of testing going on in the Navajo Reservation too.
There's even a creature that lives in the mountains that has the alien form, the big head, the long arms, the big feet, and it runs around on the reservation there. A lot of people seen it, the sheriff seen it, the workers out there seen it, and it's kind of a reptilian alien thing, but it lives out there in the mountains, and people see it.
So is this a reptilian?
Yeah.
So did you see it?
I haven't, but a lot of people around there have, and one of my relatives have, yeah.
So is this only one creature or more than one?
Well, if it is more than one, they all look alike, you know.
So are there any reported cases, any attacks? This reptilian entity attacked to anybody?
Did you hear something like this?
Not to my knowledge. It's just that they see it around, you know, and it comes close to houses and whatnot, but mostly it stays in the mountains. And they find cattle mutilations and stuff like that, and they say that that could be part of the reason why this is happening to the cattle and the sheep and the horses, because the Navajos have got a lot of herds of animals, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are there any abduction cases in your family?
Well, if there is, I wouldn't really say that I'm aware of it, because there's one that followed my little brother for a while when he was in high school, and he tried to call the radio stations and them, but they wouldn't believe him, and they just said, well, we're going to call the police if you keep harassing us.
It was a UFO?
Yes, following him. And actually, it went up to the house. My mom saw it. We've all seen it. And it, for some reason, it was following my youngest brother. Mm-hmm. And he lives...
The location where we seen it, the elderlies there that live there, the elderly Navajos, believe that behind what's called Red Rock is a place where the crafts lift up and go in. There's a little water source there, and the elderlies have seen it through times, this light that comes up out of there, and it goes back and returns in that area. And that's where we've seen these crafts come and go as well.
So how can I speak with those elderlies?
I could try to see if they'd want to talk to you, you know, but they're kind of shy, and, you know, they believe in, yeah, like my grandma, she talks about it, that she had seen it since she was a young child. So pretty much to them, it's always been around. They've always been around.
Well, as I explained in my presentation, Turkish people's origins are from Central Asia, just like Native Indians, and we are coming from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, Turkish nations were shamanic too, just like you. So I'm a kind of your cousin. So maybe your grandmother would like to speak with me too.
She might, especially if she finds out what your beliefs are, because yours are a lot like the Navajo culture. I was impressed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like listening to you, and that you're from the same, you're just from over that side of the hill or the ocean.
Changing woman who started the whole generation of Navajos. She came out in the coyote. They don't go with the wolf, they go with the coyote, is the one that started with the two twins, and that's why they have the four sacred mountains, the different stones, because all of it started from changing woman who came out from the ground and mixed with the, I guess, the coyote, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, these traditional stories are very much same in my country, in my nation too. It is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, Sirius connection, wolf connection is very, very important. And we have basic two traditions, creation stories. We are coming from wolves, and we are coming from extraterrestrials, I mean, just like yours. So when was the last time somebody reported a shapeshifter, a skinwalker, in the location that you live?
In the location that I live was probably about, when was the last one that...
They used to run right on the...
Yeah, they used to, well, actually in Twin Lakes, yeah. Just recently, about 2 months ago, was running around the house there where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And they were beating the drums first. It started with beating up the drums, and then they were running around the house where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And started making noises and stuff and trying to enter the house. So it was a battle going on right there in Twin Lakes.
So is there any connection with the voice, with the sound, and with these entities?
With the what?
The drum sound.
Oh, yeah.
The music. What is the effect?
They chant. They have to put themselves in a state of mind, a trance, a meditation, and the beating of the drums does that for them. They do that, and they do that, and they do that until they become what they're going to change into.
Yeah.
And then they go after the people that they're going after for whatever reason. They could hate you for the land, for something that they believe that they need from you, anything. It doesn't matter. Or perhaps somebody was angry with you, so they went to go get this person and pay them to go after you. That's
and
another
that's thing. The thing about the shapeshifters there is the reason they change their shape is to harm somebody. You never seen them change their shape to do something good for somebody. It's always for harm, because a person will come and tell them what's going on with their problems, so they'll sing and chant, and they'll change their shape to a bird, an owl, an eagle, and even the skinwalkers will go over and they'll do something to the person that had cried about their grief in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they do something. They could even kill you. They could make you sick. They could change your mind to make you think you're crazy. They could do a lot of things just when they change their shape. And most of the times, it's not done for good. So.
Do you remember Count Dracula vampire?
Yes.
Vampire? Mm-hmm. Vampire changes its shape too.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a bat.
Yeah.
After attacking the pupil, the victim,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes a bat,
okay.
a kind of a bird, and flies away.
Yeah. Well, the the way the Navajos are, in order for them to get this power, they have to kill somebody that's close to them, somebody they love maybe. If it's a daughter or somebody, a son, their firstborn son, they have to kill that person like a sacrifice in order for them to obtain this power. And the more power they get, the more they can out-of-body experience, they can shape-shift, they can sit there and blow a whistle and it'll send a stone to somebody and kill them. They can do a lot of things when they obtain this power, but they have to sacrifice somebody that they really love in order to get this power.
So it's a kind of blood energy, just like the vampires, because vampire needs the blood of the victims. So, in fact, it means that these entities who give the power to the humans need the blood energy.
If they sacrifice to this entity a loved one, so it's not really the blood, it's I would say the soul.
Soul is more important, is it?
Yes, it is.
So, what kind of souls do you need? For instance, do they prefer the man? Do they prefer the woman?
They prefer the one that you would love the most. That way it seems like it would give them the entity would get more out of that from you if you give the one that you love their soul. That one is what it is.
So you are living in two worlds, in your own traditional Navajo world and in the modern American life. So, which one is better?
For me, I would say the Navajo life, because it's a simple life. It's they live more true than the modern world, and the modern world to me distorts things, you know. And the Navajo way, even though there's culture behind it and everything, the people are more true than the modern world. In other words, the modern world is more distorted, I would say.
So, do you have your own children?
No, I don't have children of my own, but children in the Navajo way, because we all take care of each other.
Oh, really?
Yes, we take care of grandmother, grandfather, and mother, and father, and daughter, and son, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. They tend to find themselves living all as one and taking care of each other, and so your sister's children become your children, your also. Brother's children are your children, and mm-hmm. so we all take care of each other like that, and mm-hmm. so it's an extended family still to this day.
Very beautiful. And what about you? I mean, how do you feel? How do you feel in today's Western world, and how do you feel in your traditional life?
I prefer living on the reservation, the same. Yes, it's simple. It's not fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And you're not caught up in all this stuff that the world feeds on material things. Mm-hmm. You have what you have. You have your shelter. You have your water. You have your simple things. Your necessities is what you have, and that's really what you need to live on. And you get into this fast-paced world. People are competing for this. They want something better than their neighbors, and you find yourself falling into that trap where mm-hmm. money means everything. But when you live on the reservation, it's a slow pace, it's comfortable, and you don't have to compete with your neighbors. You just live everyday life.
Well, I mean, speaking with you is very special for me, because when I first saw a picture from Navajo reservation, I guess I was 6 years old. So I saw some photographs. Probably it was taken from this area. So I was very excited. Then, of course, I was in Istanbul. I was in Turkey. And I would never, ever imagine that I would meet Navajo people in my life in the future. So thank you very much for spending time with me for this interview. I can speak with you forever. But thanks a lot. So is there anything else that you want to add before we finish?
I never thought I'd meet anybody from Istanbul, so I'm happy too.
Thank you very much.
I'm curious about that underground city that you talked about. Yes. There and what what really was there and all. That's really something, that underground city. It has to link to everything today for some reason. So.
Underground cities of Turkey are very famous. In fact, the total number is more than 100 all over the country. But the two of them that I showed you are the open ones, open to public ones. But the rest are not open. And they are dated to 5,000 years ago, and nobody knows who made them, who built them. So there is a really extraterrestrial touch there. And I, as explained, time portals, ley lines are all over the... Yes.
Have you experienced any time portals or know anybody who has?
As I explained in my presentation, a whole British regiment was abducted on one of those ley lines. Yes.
Yeah, but you weren't even born then, so...
No. In my own... I had my own experiences with different... in different places, in different circumstances. So thank you very much. It's a big pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. Enjoy you. Definitely. Oh, I would like to. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The biggest secret ever is about to be revealed. Fast Walkers. UFO and alien disclosure.
Words you were never meant to hear.
It's clear we're dealing with a cosmic Watergate.
This is the biggest secret in the history of the human race, the known modern history of government.
Photos you were never meant to see. Video you never knew existed. People you were never meant to meet.
As Jack Nicholson would say, you can't handle the truth.
Essentially everything that you would want to know has been covered up.
Things you were never meant to know about.
No one has produced a higher quality, better produced DVD. Anytime, anywhere. Fast Walkers now available on DVD for only $19.95 at shopjerrypippin.com.